Drive Radio is a presentation of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. The independently owned and operated shops of Colorado Select hold each other accountable for the highest standards of technical expertise, honesty, and professionalism. They all understand that choosing a mechanic is risky business. So Colorado Select was created by this exclusive group of like-minded professionals who are dedicated to raising the level of consumer confidence in Colorado's auto repair industry. Schedule your next oil change at any of the Colorado Select Auto Care Centers heard on Drive Radio, and you'll immediately see the difference. For the complete list of all the member shops in the state, visit drive-radio.com.
Power. In America, where is power supposed to rest? Why, with the people, of course. That's what the preamble of the U.S. Constitution says. And there are six things that we the people entrust to a limited government: form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. Kim Munson here. Join me and my fellow AmeriChick Molly Vote this Sunday, 4 to 6 on KLZ 560, as we get to the heart of the matter about empower securing the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. What are those blessings that we are to secure? Join the AmeriChicks as we get to the heart of the matter this Sunday, 4 to 6 on KLZ 560 for a rich and robust conversation.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver.
Listen live at KLZ560radio.com.
KLZ 560, a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Our number is 303-477-5600. If we can take your calls on anything in the outdoors. I almost said if we can help you in any way. I'm so used to Haystack Help Radio during the afternoons. But welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. And boy, a beautiful day. We're looking out the windows here of our KLZ Tower toward the mountains, and just a beautiful, beautiful scene. You have to love Colorado. And I tell you, Red, I love starting our show with the national anthem each week.
Absolutely. Awesome. And that group that they had on did a great job with that. Anybody that sings it with sincerity, it's a great song.
It really is. Well, we've had a busy last few weeks. International Sportsman's Expo, we just finished that up and had a great time. We were able to host the Adventure Theater, and that was sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, which we will be talking to in our last segment today. And we are also going to be hosting their, emceeing their main banquet here in Denver at the end of March, and so we're looking forward to that. Another event we will be at is the Colorado Springs Sport and Boat Show. Now, this is February 20th through the 22nd. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It'll be 3 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 11 to 4 on Sunday. Adult tickets are $6. Kids 11 to 16 are $3. Kids 10 and under, absolutely free, and parking is free. That's at 3690 Palmer Lake Boulevard at the Colorado Springs Event Center. So if you want some further information on that, you can go to our website and I will get you some more information. Just go to sportsmanofcolorado.com or shoot me an email, scott at sportsmanofcolorado.com. Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We're going to talk to one of our very, very good, faithful sponsors for us, and that's Patty Paddock at the Outdoorsman Attic. Patty, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you and Red doing today?
We are doing good. We're a little bit depressed. We went goose hunting yesterday, and didn't get to shoot a goose, so
all we got was cold.
I think Red wore the wrong aftershave or something.
Oh.
They didn't even come near us, so yeah. I don't know. He didn't wear his makeup or something, but
had my face covered with a net.
Well, I know Bill and Billy are going tomorrow, so we'll see what they do.
Well, good. The Outdoorsman Attic, is, you've been listening to the show at any length time, you've heard us talk about this store. They're located at 3435 South Broadway. Great deals on previously owned outdoor gear for the hunter, fisherman, hiker, camper. You can consign items. And actually, I just took some clothing over there a couple of days ago. It shrunk on me, Red.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You ever had
it
your had camo
a habit
shrink?
Of doing that. No, right. My clothing never shrank.
And so, but, you know, a very, very good way to kind of recycle some of your outdoor gear. So what's going on over there today, Patty?
Oh, well, we've been very busy. People have been coming in. We had a kind of a little run on handguns. But, of course, we can order any gun that anybody wants if we don't have it in stock, whether it's a handgun or a long gun. Or they can always go out to Gun Genie and order it, and it comes directly to the store.
Right.
And then they don't have to pay a transfer fee. And as you've said, you know, when people are either downsizing, upgrading, or shrunk their clothing, they can always bring in their clothing or any of their gear. We have a lot of gear, and we do have some new things, the little Pico lanterns that are only like 5 inches tall are terrific for camping and hiking and even emergency use in your house.
Right.
And we have knives galore, brand new Randall knives. And if you're familiar with that brand, I guess there's a 4 or 5 year waiting list if you were to order one today. And brand new Remingtons, and of course some used. The consignment store is booming today.
And here's a couple of things, too, with clothing, all your outdoor gear. I mean, it can be sleeping bags, it can be decoys, anything to do with the outdoors, fishing, a lot of things there as well. But also they will consign guns. And let's say I want to sell Red a gun. Well, now with all the new crazy laws we've got, we've actually got to go into a store and do that transaction. I was there yesterday and actually witnessed a transaction happening where a gentleman was selling an AR to another guy. And so, Patty, you can do the background check, all the legal things. The two guys pay each other and everything's on the up and up.
That's correct. Yeah, with the laws, you can't just, you know, say, okay, give me your money and here's the gun.
Right.
So you do have to do a background check. But, we make it pretty painless.
Absolutely.
And it's a, you know, one-stop shop because we do sell hunting and fishing licenses and then parks passes. I haven't gotten this year's yet. So I should be getting them any day in the mail. But, yeah, so we make it very simple. We sell bait. We do have mealworms right now for those ice fishermen. Although today, I don't think I trust any lake close by, even though they are having a
We're going to be talking about that today in the show.
Yeah.
So, little bit.
Yeah, and we have, you know, brand new ice auger. I think it's been used twice. And it is a gas-powered one. It's not the old crank kind. Although we have those too. So we have just about anything. A lot of guys come in and they go, okay, we want to stop here first before we go to the big box stores because this is what we need. And we don't want to pay an arm and a leg.
Sure.
And a lot of consigners come in and say, okay, do I have any money in my account? Have I sold anything? And we hand over cash or they say, keep it. I want to buy this gun when I have enough money. Okay, and so their account builds up.
It's the Outdoorsman Attic. They're located at 3435 South Broadway. Open till 4 o'clock today, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 303-781-3626. Look on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can click on Resource Guide. That's our 2015 edition. They do have an ad in there, so look at the Outdoorsman Attic ad. They have some great coupon offers in there, but I'm telling you, very, very nice people. Patty and Bill do a great job, and their son Billy. And just a great place to go in every few days during the week because you never know what's going to show up. So, Patty, thank you guys so much for your support for our show, and we appreciate your friendship, and we will visit with you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That's Patty Paddock with the Outdoorsman Attic, 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. It's going to be Inglewood, Colorado Store Day. We've also got Austin Parr in studio with Discount Fishing Tackle. Austin, how are you, bud?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Good. And I've also just recognized I have some dear friends in studio. We have Donovan McNew and his wife Sharon in studio today, and they're friends of ours from our church. And just told them, hey, we got some spots if you guys want to come by. So, Donovan, great to have you in.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be here.
So we're going to be talking a little fishing today. And then our last segment, we are going to be talking with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And their big banquet coming up and kind of what all they're doing, their mission and different things with Doug Miller. He's the committee chairperson for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And, Red, let's just recap a little bit of the Sportsman's Expo. That was a great show.
It was a great show. You know, there were thousands of people came through the doors and many thousands that came by our booth. We were passing out our resource guide with all our sponsors in it, and we passed out over 5,000 of those resource guides, so I hope our sponsors get lots of business from that. And it was just a tremendous show. I thought I was going to lose my voice there for a while because I was talking to so many people. But, you know, it's such a great event, and you meet so many great people that are in the outdoors industry and people that love to hunt and love to fish and love to go camping and stuff. And it was just a tremendous show, and we had a great time there.
It really was. I think you were sticking 8x10 glossy pictures of yourself in the resource guide. You know, that's why you were giving away more than me.
People have heard so much about me on the radio, about how good looking I am. You know, they want pictures. They come by and say, please sign this picture for me.
Well, we did have a good time. And again, we want to thank the International Sportsman's Expo for partnering with us. And they actually did some advertising with us. They allowed us to host the Adventure Theater there, sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and met a lot of great guys. And we're going to get a lot of those lined up on our show. I've already talked to Corey Jacobson with Elk Magazine, Remy Warren with Solo Hunter, Trevin Stolfus, host of Outback Outdoors TV, Willie Schmidt, Pure Hunting, Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery. So we're going to have a good lineup here over these next few weeks as we get into spring, and then we'll be getting into fishing more, spring turkey, and all of that. So I tell you what, we're going to take a break a couple of minutes early here. When we come back, we're going to visit with Austin Parr from Discount Fishing, ice fishing, walleye, all the different things you want to know. If you've got a fishing question, you need to call now, 303-477-5600. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wally, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is going to be the number one Chevy dealer for 2015. We have the lowest overhead, which means you can get new and used vehicles for less. Like $10,000 off a new Silverado, or lease a new Cruze for zero down and $199 a month. LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Discount Fishing Tackle, located 2645 South Santa Fe. A great, great store. You can check out their website, 4tackle.com, 4tackle.com. And Austin Parr, we've known Austin now a couple of years, and boy, just a great guy, and actually went goose hunting with him yesterday, and we don't hold you responsible.
Didn't get much yesterday.
Red Wars Aqua Velva out there, and got
there
a scent
in the sure
field.
Wasn't working.
So, but had a great time, and I tell you, you know, it's great to meet people in this whole outdoor world and industry, and when you do, and you know they love what they do, they're good at what they do, have a passion for what they do, and Austin, it's been great to, you know, have your friendship these last few years.
Sure do appreciate it, Scott. Yours as well.
So tell us a little bit about Discount Fishing Tackle.
Well, we're a one-stop shop for all of your fishing needs, whether it be conventional fishing. We have great selections of everything from crankbaits to jigs and everything in between. Right now, ice fishing stuff, we're still holding a very good inventory all across the board. But fly fishing selections, we have one of the best fly selections in the whole state, as well as fly tying materials. We'll rival any shop with that.
Mm-hmm. Is there any one particular lure that is just the hottest thing on the market right now?
Well, you know, right now there's some local guys out of Grand Junction here in Colorado, at least, that manufacture HD lures, and their HD trouts and HD ices are always really good. And then, you know, we offer a full selection of Tasmanian Devils down there, as well as some Venator Wobblers, which are very similar to those, and that's another local company. And those always are a good hot buy for folks down there. And, I mean, we always have good success with those. But across the board, it really kind of depends upon season for the most part.
Yeah, you know, Austin, all those lures that you just mentioned, I have no clue what any of those are. But the great thing about Discount Fishing Tackle is that you've got experts like yourself in there. And if someone is like me and doesn't know a lot about lures and rods and all those kind of stuff, they can hire you to be a guide, and you can take them out. You've got all the gear, all the latest tackle and stuff, and they can catch fish and have fun.
That's absolutely right. You know, on my guide trips, I have everything included on that, from rods, reels, all your terminal tackle, lures, all that kind of good stuff. And then also at the shop, we offer free classes. Today, actually, this morning at 10 o'clock, I did a free ice fishing seminar for a couple. And, you know, we do that every single Saturday down at 10 o'clock. So I taught them how to do all kinds of different basics of ice fishing, not only how to be successful at it, but also to be safe with especially some of these warmer conditions that we've been having lately.
And we've just had a couple of tragedies these last couple of
years. Yeah, and I mean, it's so crucial to be safe out there on the ice. I mean, you know, obviously having fun and catching fish is important, but making sure you get back off the ice and you're making good choices on where you're fishing and how far you're going out, and making sure to check the ice safety before you actually go out is all very important.
See, I just send Red out first. And I listen for the cracking.
How thick does the ice need to be in order to be safe?
Technically, 4 inches of ice is safe, but that's 4 inches of new clear ice. Mm-hmm. So around town, you're not really seeing very much clear ice around. You're seeing a lot of white ice. And anytime you get that white or milky ice, it definitely can be a lot more dangerous for you. So, I mean, I would be very cautious around town right now is the name of the game. But up in the hills, you're getting some pretty good ice up there. There's anywhere from, you know, a foot all the way up to 2 feet ice in some destinations. And a lot of your mountain lakes are fairly safe.
What's your favorite mountain lake to go to?
What do you want to catch? I mean, that's kind of where I am. You know, I really like fishing from Mackinac up there. Williams Fork, I fish a lot. Granby, we hit quite a bit. But, you know, even heading up close, Georgetown, as far as for just a good little action lake just to hit for an evening, is an overlooked spot, I'll tell you that. So, I mean, we can go up there and catch a lot of fish.
Yeah. Now, if someone wants to go into Discount Fishing Tackle and let's say they want to buy the very best that there is, what do you recommend?
You know, St. Croix, I'm on their pro staff, and I mean, I just worked the show down for them at ISE, and I can't recommend St. Croix enough. I mean, they have some of the best rods on the planet, honestly, and they're giving you a good value in rods. They're all American-made, and they all the high-end rods offer lifetime warranties on them. And the best part about St. Croix is that no matter what rod you're winding up getting, there's species-specific sizings and weights and all kinds of different stuff to be able to really get and dial in the exact rod that you're looking to get, and they offer all those options.
All right, now how about for someone that's on a budget and wants to get by a little cheaper?
We offer all of that as well, so hence the name Discount. We have all kinds of different lower-end items and less expensive items, and, you know, we really cater to all different fishermen. Whether or not you want to go out and buy the top-end spinning rods or fly rods and pair those up with really nice reels, or you just want to get into the sport, we offer rods from the bottom to the top.
Donovan, did you and your boys do a lot of fishing? I know you guys are in the hunting deal, but did y'all do a lot of fishing?
Yeah, I pretty much got one boy that's hooked on fishing. My other son, I think we spent too many days staring at drowning worms, I think. But anyway, yeah, we thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've got to do some fishing in Idaho and Oregon and in Colorado here.
All right. Talk a minute just about the importance of, you know, spending time with your kids out. And that's something that, you know, you see a lot of people, man, they're working, but they don't take time to really go out and spend time.
Yeah. You know, I think it's best seen when you talk to fellas that are in their 40s and 50s and ask them about their memories. And without any exception, their greatest memories are the ones that have stuck with them the most are the times with dad, grandpa, uncle, and moms as well, I suppose, but just being out there alone in the wild, spending time together, those are their favorite memories, and that's not an accident.
And you may have think it'd been buying them a car, getting whatever. It's not.
No.
You take a hunting trip, fishing trip, camping trip. It doesn't have to be about killing something or catching something. It can just be a camping trip or just time to get away. But those are memories, as you said, that, I mean, we can all look at each other and think of, you know, different things that really have meant a lot to us.
Yeah, they pick up on your passion so quickly and so easily. And you don't have to sit down and explain your passion to them, just living with them. And so the main thing is that when you do have the choice to make, you choose to take them with you. And that's the key right there.
Right. And, you know, Austin, we were talking about, I believe there was a 4-year-old young lady that passed away, fell through ice, and then another gentleman that died here just yesterday, day before, that fell through ice. If you hear reports where metro area ice is shut down, you need to pay attention to that.
That's completely true. I mean, granted, there is a tournament that's being held on Chatfield right now, but I mean, anywhere metro, it's pretty unsafe. I mean, today it's pretty warm out there. Tomorrow's supposed to be getting upwards of 60 degrees, and those are not good. It's not a good forecast for looking at some metro ice. I mean, a lot of people don't want to drive, and they want to try and get some warm water species, but it's just not worth going in. And I mean, at the very least, making sure that there's some good safety precautions being had, having a pair of ice picks around your neck to be able to pull yourself out if you were to go in, or, you know, having a rope in the general vicinity if you're fishing with your partner, just so that you can actually get somebody back out again. That's important if someone's going to make the decision to even go out. But I mean, I personally have been doing a lot more high country ice fishing than I have been anywhere else. I mean, the success rates are great. You can catch a lot of fish. You just have to drive a little bit further. But the trade-off is that you're most likely not going to be putting yourself in a bad situation.
So what's it going to cost a guy if he wants to get into ice fishing? What's that initial investment look like? And again, I know there's big choices in equipment. But let's say on a budget, what does he need first?
Well, I mean, first you're going to have an auger. A hand auger is a good first step. You know, you can definitely get through with those. They're about $50. And then as far as a good rod combo, you're going to be upwards of, you know, anywhere from $30 to $50 or $60. And then past that, to be honest, I mean, you can be in $30 or $40 worth of jigs and you're in good shape. So, I mean, you can honestly be pretty darn set and ready to go catch some fish for under $150.
What about gear as far as clothing, boots, that kind of thing?
That's pretty darn important. You know, I do a lot of hunting and I'm able to kind of use some of the different equipment options for both hunting and fishing. But a good waterproof pair of bibs and a waterproof pair of boots are definitely pretty vital out there. And then, you know, something to break the wind if you're not going to be in a shelter is always important too. So having a good solid top layer. And then I can't stress enough about dressing in layers, just like a lot of guys talk about for hunting. It's important because you get out there and it's in the negative degrees, and then by the end of the day you're in, you know, the high 30s or low 40s, and it's you know, you need to strip off some layers. So dressing in layers will definitely help.
Yeah, Austin, I wanted to ask you about, since we were talking about fathers and sons and different things, and you're only 21 years old.
Yes, sir.
And yet, us being with you and discussing things with you, you have gained a level of expertise that's far beyond some guys that are much older. And you brought your dad up during the Sportsman's Expo and introduced him to me, and I could sure see that he was proud of you and that you were proud of him.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your experiences with your dad and how you learned fishing and hunting.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have my dad and then one of his best friends friends, they both really were into the outdoors, and they weren't just into it. I mean, they were on like a professional level. So I was able to get brought into an experience where we were having some pretty high success rates from the start, which was always pretty nice. But I mean, I was getting taken out, you know, every single week from when I was little. And, you know, he was really making sure, though, from the start that we were having some good successes and not going out in too bad of conditions. And also, if they were bad conditions, being able to be, he was dressing me enough to be able to be comfortable. And I think that's a really big deal is, you know, if you go out and you're taking a young kid, making sure you're going out and having some success versus going up and going all the way up to 11 mile and getting up super early in the morning and going out there in the freezing cold and not catching a lot, that's how you kind of turn some kids off of it. And I mean, that's what I was fortunate enough that he was able to get me onto some good successes and some comfortable situations. And then, you know, I've kind of just run with it from there.
Yeah. So it gets in your blood, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, once you really start getting after it and having some good success, I mean, it's all I thought about as a kid. So, I mean, you couldn't get through school without daydreaming about it.
And, you know, you got to think, and you mentioned something there. If you take a small child out, make sure they've got good gear too.
That's so crucial.
Because if they get cold, if they get miserable, you don't take them anything to eat, don't take them anything to drink, you know, whatever, they're going to get a bad taste in their mouth, so to speak, about it, you know, and it doesn't take long to go out a few bad trips like that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, all of us, anybody who's into the outdoors knows that they'll go out without eating and they'll go out and take just a couple bottles of water and go and fish and fish and fish without even thinking about it. But I mean, especially nowadays when there's good children's gear options. I mean, even when I was a kid, we were struggling to find gear. And I mean, nowadays there's gear options for even really young children, and being able to invest a little bit of money in that will help just drastically.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got a friend of Austin's as well as a friend of ours, Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. Jim, how are you?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
How are you, Jim?
Good, Austin. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. The goose and duck hunting is unbelievable right now. They are getting them as we speak. I talked to four different blinds this morning. I actually didn't hunt this morning, but I bet four groups of hunters out this morning. They've all done really, really well. There's a bunch of geese coming back from the south out of town. I actually had a couple of our club members over there at one of our properties shoot a couple banded geese that were banded in Denver. So those geese are definitely turning around and heading back north.
Why don't you take a minute and tell us about some of the properties that you've got around, Jim?
You know, our hunt club is made up of over 50 properties. We got about 30-some tip blinds and 24 water blinds, and it's all an online reservation system, so you can log on, get a pit or blind for the day, and that's your blind or pit for the day. You bring your own decoys, your own gear, and you can enjoy a private hunting experience with you and your kid or you and your spouse or a friend, and have private access to just premier property.
Yeah, Jim, you also have guided hunts that you offer, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, Scott, we're just getting rigged up. That's what I'm doing today, is rigging snow goose decoys, getting ready to go on the spring snow goose migration hunt. And we do front range goose hunts too as well. That's what I had a couple groups out this morning, did good. And I took a group the day before yesterday, and we got 19 geese. And, you know, we're 45 minutes from downtown Denver. You can call us up, sign up with the office there, and get paired with a professional guide. He's got decoys, dogs, a private pit to hunt, and they're all really, really good accomplished callers and waterfowl hunters.
Well, let's talk about the snow goose that will be starting here on the 15th of February.
Yeah, you know, the snow goose is really getting my blood boiling. I've got a lot of guys on the books. I still have a few open days in there. We're rigging thousands and thousands of decoys. I just had another order come in from China. They just showed up today of 6,000 decoys. We're putting those together this week, and we're heading out on Thursday. The spring snow goose migration starts February 15th and goes to about March 10th. And we can use electronic calls, unplugged shotguns, no limit on the birds.
Yeehaw!
It's a full, if you like to shoot waterfowl, decoying birds, and see more waterfowl than you've ever seen in your life, this is a hunt for you. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Also, as I mentioned earlier, there are 2015 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. If you'll go to our website, if you did not catch us at the show, and we're going to be getting those out at the Tanner Gun Shows and a lot of different banquets and events we'll be attending with Ducks Unlimited, Pheasant Forever, Rocky Mountain Elk, all that. But check out on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, go to the Resource Guide, and there's also a real nice ad in there for Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and a couple of great coupon offers from Jim as well. So now, are you still, it's $175 a gun, right, for the snow goose?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that starts a half hour before sunrise and goes to a week. They let us legally shoot a half hour after sunset. And, you know, like I said, we have MP3 players on big mega 400-watt sound systems that we use the recorded snow geese to attract the other ones to come into our decoys. We hunt out of really nice, comfortable blinds and pits all around the refuge. It's about 5 hours from Denver, maybe 5.5, depending on the way you go, to where the lodge is out there in Kansas. And like I said, we'll be out there Thursday, and we'll start getting rigged and decoys set up, and then we'll start hunting on February 15th, and we'll hunt all the way till March 10th. And it is absolutely world-class seeing the thousands of ducks and migrating fowl that's heading back north for the summertime. Just to see the sights and sounds, it's just something that if you've never done it, you owe it to yourself to do it.
And you were at the International Sportsman's Expo, gave a few great seminars, and did a fantastic job there. How was the International Sportsman's Expo for you this year?
You know, it was the best show I'd ever had in 17 years of being there. The local crowd there in Denver, just awesome, awesome people. And I love seeing everybody and talking to everybody, getting all the guys that are fired up about goose hunting, getting them lined out so they can go out and be successful in the field. And hopefully they took something useful from the seminar from me. And a lot of nice folks that hunted with us in the past that are still hunting with us today, just coming by to say hi. And I just love that show. Every year it's my favorite show to go to. I go to the Salt Lake City one and a couple other ones. And I just like seeing all the local people I know for years. You know, I saw Austin there. He was working fishing, and yep. I know him and his dad. I've known him. I've known Austin since he was little guy.
Yeah, since I was like 3 years old.
Yeah, you know, Austin's part of our duck club. We love having him and his dad, and they've been very successful this year. But the show there, Scott, is just—it's just awesome. Just
no, it was.
The
it
Denver
was,
people, it's just great people.
It was really, really a good show. 720-917-9662. 720-917-9662 is Jim's number. Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club, waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com. You can check out that website. And Jim, I tell you what. We'll try to reach you here after the show. Red and I'll get together and throw some dates at you for that Kansas snow goose because we definitely want to go with that. Hopefully my wife isn't listening. So. All right. But we appreciate it, bud, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Okay, you guys take care of both of you, and God bless, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. That's Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. We are late for a break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name's Scott Wiley, along with my partner Red Merrill, Austin Parr in studio, Donovan McNew in studio. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have a bragging gallery if you want to send us some photos. You can just send me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and check out the bragging gallery. You'll see the information that we need for the pictures, and we will be glad to get those posted. We also have an Ask the Expert segment. If you send us a question through our website and we use that question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And even some of our other sponsors have stepped up and said, if you want one to the Outdoorsman Attic, Rampart Firearms, the Reloading Zone, Discount Fishing, we'll get you hooked up with a $25 gift card there. So if you have any questions at all, send us that through our website, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, or you can use red@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will try to get your question answered. Again, we want to thank Austin Parr for being in studio. Now, here's a great, great offer from Discount Fishing. If you check that resource guide, like I've talked about a few times during the show, they have one coupon in there that's good for 20% off of your purchase. And there's no limit on that. I mean, no max or
bring it on in. We'd like to see it.
So that's a 20% off of their everyday low prices. So that is a great coupon offer there. And again, a great store. They're located at 2645 South Santa Fe. Now, let's run through a couple of things here. You mentioned you do some Saturday seminars.
Absolutely. Yeah, right now going through about March, we're going to be doing a Saturday a seminar every Saturday at 10 o'clock talking about ice fishing basics and getting into ice fishing. So I'm talking about everything from rods, you know, different rod combos, different lure setups, different baits to tie on. I mean, different hole placements, all kinds of stuff on that.
And you know, Austin, that's kind of important for people that have moved into the Denver area and Colorado from other states and stuff where they don't have ice fishing, and they've been used to going out during the winter and doing other activities. And so, when you come to Colorado, you know, it shuts down some of those other activities during the winter, and ice fishing is something that people can get into, and this is a great way for them to learn how and learn the basics and even go on a guided trip with you.
Absolutely. You know, and especially with ice fishing in Colorado, it's one of the fastest growing aspects of the fishing industry. So a lot of guys are getting into it, and like Red just said, I do offer ice fishing guided trips as well. Those will be going down just a little bit here as everything starts warming up, and we're going to be getting geared up for Chatfield walleye trips.
All right.
So let's talk about your trips. Now, if someone wants to call you, 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. You can always reach him at Discount Fishing Tackle. What are you booking for right now? What months can someone, when can you start all these trips?
I'm booking from the middle of March all the way through August. And I mean, as you get a little bit later in the year, it's kind of more of like if you want to get into a little bit later, I kind of have people put their money down and then we kind of look and see what patterns are going on in that particular time. But any time from the middle of May all the way through the middle of July is prime time out there. I mean, if you want to go get some of the most fish you've ever caught in your whole life with a mixture of smallmouth and walleyes, that's a prime time to go do it.
Where's your favorite lake around the metro area to go to?
By far, Chatfield. You know, there's a huge population of walleyes out there, big fish mixed with numbers as well. And as far as smallmouth go, we got some of the biggest smallmouth that I've ever caught out there last year. We got quite a few fish that were pushing that 20-inch mark and even over that mark. And the walleyes, as far as walleyes are concerned, we got fish over 27 last year.
Boy, that's great fishing. Yeah. Say, you was telling me about an event that's going to be taking, or not an event, but a project that's going to be taking place out at Chatfield. They're going to raise the spillway and raise the lake. How is that going to affect fishing?
You know, if that winds up happening, you know, they say it's on the books. It's kind of a matter of how the water is as everything's getting done down there at the reservoir, but it's going to push all the water up into the trees is really what's going to wind up happening. And Chatfield's going to turn from a lake that you're going to be pitching jigs on humps and structure points all the way to getting up into the trees. And it's going to be something more like if anyone's familiar with the Glendale Reservoir, you're going to be up and you're going to be catching walleyes out of the weeds and out of the trees is what's going to wind up happening. So I think, you know, a lot of people are not very happy about it, but I'm pretty pleased for it. So it's going to be interesting to learn it all over again, and the bait fish are going to explode out there even more than they already are, and it's going to definitely promote walleyes as well as largemouth, crappies, bluegills, smallmouth, everything.
Sure. When you start getting, you know, more cover under the water and places for the fish to hide and
absolutely
the bait fish to get to where the other fish can't eat them and stuff, and then your population's going
to
explode.
Yeah, it's going to get even better than it already is, and that's going to be tough to do. But it's already a phenomenal lake. But I'm excited for when that happens.
Well, you know, and about those people that are upset about raising the level of the lake, and you know, we've got people from every diverse area of life and, yep. and interests and stuff. But, you know, they're saying that the Denver population is going to explode. We're going to have 7 million people here in 15 years or so.
Yep.
And if we don't have water, folks, you know, there's nothing to drink. There's nothing to water your yard
right
with.
There.
And there's no recreation around. So you yep. got to have that.
Absolutely. You know, that's such a big body of water. It's such a big basin down in there. And the dam is big enough to do it, so it's going to be interesting to do. But, I mean, as far as right now goes, like I said, we're booking trips for the middle of the summertime, even the springtime, if you want to go try and get a trophy fish. But the numbers time is definitely from the middle of May through the middle of July if you want to go and have days with chances of over 100 fish in a day.
Now, how many do you like normally in a boat?
I book up to 3 people in a boat. I'll make an exception if some children are involved. As soon as you start getting 4 rods swinging around, plus myself hiding under the windshield, it starts getting to be a touch much out there. But like I said, I try and max it out at 3.
I know exactly what you're talking about when you get a boat full of people fishing. Because my dad, I told you, was an expert fisherman. He lived to fish, and he took us out when we was kids. And I got to where I didn't enjoy going with him as much because twice he hooked me in the ear with a lure and about pulled
when that
my
happens.
Ear off.
That's one way to explain that pierced ear.
And it got to be where it wasn't fun, so I understand when you get too many people in the boat.
Yep, and I mean, it gives you know, the clients a little bit better experience as well. You know, you're pitching on some specific points, and you're given, with a few less people in the boat, you're able to more accurately present your baits on those spots.
And folks, I want to just say that, as Scott had said earlier, we've known Austin for quite a while, and this is one of the finest young men that we've met in a long, long time. And I'm not just bragging on Austin because he's here, but you know, when you take your wife or your kids and your family out fishing, you want a quality experience, and Austin is going to give you that kind of experience with no problems, and you'll enjoy having your kids and your wife in the boat with Austin going fishing.
Sure do appreciate that.
And you know, we always talk about this when we're talking about using a guide on, you know, big game hunting or whatever the case may be, but people just need to be honest with you and tell you about their level of experience, mm-hmm. what they're comfortable with, because you can't know everything.
Exactly.
You know?
Having them establish what they're expecting on a guide trip as well is really nice. You know, some people want to go after the trophy fish. Some people just want numbers. Some people don't care what they're catching. I mean, if you just want to go get a bunch of fish in the boat, you know, we might go do some, you know, half smallmouth, half walleye. I mean, it's kind of something where, as long as I'm, you know, aware of what everyone's expecting on that, then, I mean, we can definitely more accurately, you know, establish a trip for what they're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Give Austin a call, 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. You can check out the website for discount fishing tackle at 4tackle.com. This is your one-stop shop for fly fishing and other fishing supplies. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit Austin a few more minutes, and then we're going to be talking with Doug Miller. He's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Committee Chairperson. Just about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, all the great things that they do, and then about an upcoming event for them at the end of March. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Auto buying services like TrueCar or Kelley Blue Book say they can get you the best price. Well, that's just not true. Someone pays them, probably you. Hi, Dan Johnson here. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has the lowest prices, like up to $10,000 off a new Silverado. LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Chris Cook, weeknights at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner Red Merrill. We have Austin Parr in studio from Discount Fishing Tackle. A good friend of ours, Donovan McNew, which is from our church, and just thought I'd invite them in to visit with us a little bit today and catch our show. Well, I tell you, as we mentioned, the International Sportsman's Expo is a great, great event for us, and we were able to host the Adventure Theater, sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And this is just one of those foundations that are the real deal, and I met a lot of great people that are not only just members, but even in their upper management, I guess I can call it, whatever, of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, just some really great people that really care about, you know, our state and what they do and their mission with Rocky Mountain Elk. So, have Doug Miller. He's going to join us now by phone. And, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you so much, Scott.
Well, man, thank you so much. And I tell you, I count it a real privilege to be asked to MC your event there at the end of March for the banquet. And I just want you to know we appreciate that opportunity, and we will certainly try to do you a great job there. But thank you so much for the opportunity to do that.
Well, we're certainly excited about it, Scott, and we appreciate you accepting the minor challenge that it is for a professional like yourself.
Oh, no problem. Well, he needs to get to know me, Red. Wow.
Now, Doug, if you need someone there at the banquet just to look good, you know, just to represent the outdoor industry by looking good, well, then I'm your man. You just call on me.
We need help like that too, Red.
Well, Doug, now you're the committee chairperson, so let's start right there.
Sure.
What does your title involve?
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a nationwide organization. We have, there's about 500 or so local chapters. The local Denver, we call it the Mile High Chapter, covers the majority of Denver and the suburbs here. And we have an active committee of 20 to 30 folks. And I am the head volunteer, I guess, responsible for those 20 to 30 folks and what they do.
And, you know, it would be anytime you go to one of these events, it's very easy to see that without volunteers, this would be a tough mission for you guys.
Yeah, it would be impossible to do what the Elk Foundation does without the backbone of the organization, which is the volunteers. Myself and a lot of other folks out there give a lot of hours and a lot of time and effort of their personal lives to make sure that we are able to commit to the mission of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Yeah, Doug, you know, a lot of people have probably heard about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but don't really know all that much about its history and its cause and its mission. Just fill us in a little bit about that.
Sure, not a problem. I'm glad to. In 1984, four hunters in Montana saw that elk, along with other creatures, their habitat was being eaten up through either logging or homesteading and a variety of other issues that affect great habitat, which is necessary to have a great species live. So they banded together and figured out a way to promote elk habitat, and they called it the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And our mission is pretty simple. It is to ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage. So we are a conservation group, habitat conservation group, driven by the hunter.
All right, and tell us, if you got those statistics in front of you there or in your brain, tell us how many acres or properties the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has secured over the years and in this effort to have habitat.
Sure, excellent. The Elk Foundation has protected more than 6.6 million acres across the United States. Some of that is through permanent land protection, habitat stewardship, through elk restoration, conservation education, hunting heritage projects, and we've even provided and secured for public access on hunting lands another 769,000 acres that we've opened up to allow the average guy to wander out there and try to accomplish their goal of killing a big bull elk. Right here in Colorado, we've affected over 409,000 acres with touching it through some sort of project, and we've actually accomplished over 600 projects right here in Colorado, and projects could be habitat preservation, habitat improvement through a controlled burn, or through additional logging to improve the browse for elk and other wildlife, et cetera.
Okay, Doug, do y'all also work with other states or all the states possibly to reintroduce elk into areas that used to have elk but don't have elk any longer?
Yep, we've actually helped and cooperated with the local Department of Wildlife and other organizations to reintroduce elk into long absent elk states like Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and even up into Wisconsin. We obviously take a look at where there already are elk, like in Pennsylvania and Colorado and, of course, other states. But we've worked directly with those states that I just mentioned, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, to reintroduce elk into their wilderness areas.
Our guest is Doug Miller. He's the committee chairperson for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And, Doug, how can the outdoorsman here in Colorado help the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Easiest and simplest way is to join the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. It's a $35 investment. You get an outstanding magazine six times a year.
Yeah, that's a great magazine. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's a great magazine.
It truly is. It's one that I read cover to cover, and then the story, the artwork, the prose, the ethical challenges in each issue is a very, very excellent magazine. So you receive that six times a year. And that would be the easiest way for most folks, because 90% of the money that we raise, either through membership, et cetera, goes to accomplishing our mission. Second easiest way is to if you want to meet some other great people and learn a lot more about hunting here in Colorado, and put some hands-on effort, is to join the local Denver Mile High chapter. We have our local website, which is rmefdenver.org. There's contact information on there on how to contact me and other committee members. We meet twice a month in January, February, and March, and our goal is to educate people about elk and preserve elk habitat, as stated before. And then, of course, we do run an annual fundraiser every year. This year, it's March 28th. Going to be held at the beautiful Westin Hotel in Westminster, and that is another opportunity where people can come attend. They can bid on some outstanding hunts and trips and fishing trips, backcountry trips, artwork, guns. We're going to probably have over 25 guns there, gun safes, household artwork, and decorative things, women's jewelry, et cetera. So that's another great way people can help out the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is by attending one of these events.
Absolutely. So go to rmefdenver.org. You can get all the information you need, how to become a member. Again, $35.
And buy a ticket to our fundraising banquet on that website.
All right. You can get your ticket there. Again, it's going to be at the Westin. If you've never been to one of these, I have to say this is probably the most first, I don't know if this is proper English, the most first class banquet you will go to is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I mean, great people, tremendous food, all the different deals there they do for their fundraising, great trips, just everything about it's first class, isn't it, Rick?
Oh, yes, it's first class. I love going to that banquet. It's one of the best around.
Absolutely.
Well, and Doug, this year you get to see Scott as MC.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Well, again, we appreciate that, and we're honored to do that for you, and we're going to do everything we can to back you guys in any way we can, and we look forward to our next few Saturdays and having you on and other people on as we're building up to this March 28th event. And so, again, we appreciate your partnership, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Scott, thank you so much for allowing us to introduce the Elk Foundation to your listeners, and we appreciate your support.
All right, sir. Same here. Have a good weekend. That's Doug Miller, committee chairperson for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. All right, let's go to a guy that, man, Dan Johnson. Seems like he's been lost the last few months. Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. How are you, bud?
How the heck are you guys? Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. I tell you, it's been a while since we've gotten to visit. Every time, and you've mentioned, you go, man, every time you guys call, I'm busy doing a car deal. So that's great.
Well, we're busy out here, which is good. And I think the reason is we have good deals and we take good care of people.
Absolutely. And I sent you an email. I'm going to bring a young lady over Tuesday from up north, and she's looking for a Tahoe. And so I'm going to bring her over there Tuesday to see, and hopefully we can get her fixed up. So what's going on today and this next week at Lynn Lyle?
Well, Silverado is still kind of the name of the game. We have a few 14s left that I'll absolutely do whatever I have to get rid of. I want to be out of those by the end of January. And then, and the 15s, I mean, great deals on those as well. There's owner loyalty rebates. There's, you know, if you have one of those off-breed Fords or Toyotas or one of those things, they give you a little extra money to trade one of those in, too. So we got trucks going on and our cars as well. You know, the little crews, you can lease one of those, nothing down, under $200 a month. Just great deals right now.
Absolutely. And Dan, are you still looking where if people, you know, have a vehicle and maybe they're not in the market to buy something, where you're buying some vehicles?
Absolutely. I need used cars and trucks badly, and I don't really care what brand they are. And I'll pay top dollar for them. I'll sit down with you and we'll book it out together, and I'll be as fair as anybody. And I would ask your listeners, be careful going on Craigslist or any of those other sites.
Yes.
You know, you just don't know who's coming to the house or the business, and the money sometimes. They can hand you a cashier's check. I've had those before, and they're not as good.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, everybody wants to get all the money you can out of a vehicle, but you also need someone you can trust and it's going to shoot straight with you. And I'm telling you, that's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, just been a terrific partner for us and have helped out many, many, many friends of mine. So, Dan, we appreciate it. And then I'll look forward to seeing you Tuesday over there, and we'll see if we can get another Lynn Lyle customer going.
That sounds great to me. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Well, thank you for joining us, Austin. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Great to have you in. Donovan, great to have you in sharing in studio.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. And we also want to thank Doug Miller, committee chairperson for Rocky Mountain Elk. Check out their website, rmefdenver.org. Get information on how you can get a ticket to that event on March 28th at the Westin in Westminster, and how you can become a member. Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, 720-917-9662. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name's Scott Whatley. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week on Sportsman of Colorado.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.